This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's amazing because, like, I could buy that explanation for maybe one pitcher coming in and they're able to work with the one guy. But they've done it with everyone.
I know.
Gunther, Hanifee, Herter, Ty Madden, all these guys. Like, Reese Olson in the minors wasn't anything special. But they get fed or made, they get hinged up, and next thing you know, they're fantastic with this team in this season.
Well, if you're telling a guy, don't worry about the results, we want you to change your grip on this pitch, go out and throw it 60% of the time in this outing today, you might walk a bunch of guys. Hell, you might get hit a whole bunch. But if you're getting better at the way that they need you to throw a pitch, or you're going to throw all changeups this outing, whatever it might be, yeah, their stats can get out of whack at the minor league level, but they're trying to prepare players to be successful at the major league level. It's remarkable. We talk about it all the time. And we've talked about it in the context of Michael Lorenzen and Jack Flaherty, free agents who signed one-year deals in Detroit, came here and flourished. But it's going to get to the point where this reputation is going to help them so much.
You watch last night, and all season long, we've watched Tarek Skubal pitch and how good he's been. But Tarek Skubal doesn't go up there, and he's not thinking, I've got five or six pitches to go through. I've got this crazy good fastball, and I've got a changeup that you can't hit because I'm throwing high 90s, and then I drop this changeup with the same motion, and good luck with that. But that's what it is. When he said, find your pitch, make it a superpower. And if you're a starting pitcher and you're supposed to have an arsenal of multiple pitches, what are the ones you do best at? And with Skubal, he does these two really well, and maybe this is the formula. This is the secret sauce. Find it with everybody. Maybe that's what they with Jackson Job. Hey, we know you're ultra talented and you've got all these great pitches. You don't need to have them all be that great, but you know, to have a couple that are better than great, you're going to go on to great things.
All right, Gator, who steps up today? Yesterday we tried to pick before the game. Who's the guy that comes through for them? Who do you think it is today?
Today, I think we're going to see. I think just going to go to chalk here and look at the left-handed hitters. I think you look at Riley Green or Carey Carpenter, one of those two guys. I'm going to go with Carpenter. He didn't have a hit yesterday, had two at-bats. I think he's going to really tee off on a right-handed pitcher.
I'm going to go Cole Keith today.
Yeah.
And it has everything to do with this incredibly small, but I'm going to call it a useful sample size. Five at-bats against Hunter Brownie has three hits.
There you go.
So I'm going to pick Cole Keith to be the guy today. The lineup, Parker Meadows leading off in center field. Carey Carpenter at DH will hit second. Matt Vierling in right field hitting third. Riley Green in left field hitting fourth. Colt Keith at second base hitting fifth. Spencer Torkelson at first hitting sixth. Zach McKinstry at third hitting seventh. Trey Sweeney at shortstop will hit eighth. Jake Rogers catching hitting ninth. Yesterday before the game, I said I like the under on 6.5 runs. Today, with this lineup and these pitchers, I like the way the Tigers piece it together. I'm going to say the over's the play today.
Oh.
Over on 7.5. Yesterday it was under 6.5. Today I'm going to go over 7.5.
I like it. I like it. It's saucy. I'm hopeful that they can get off to a really good start and maybe knock the starter out early and get four or five runs across the board in the first couple of innings, and you know, maybe we can breathe a little bit. I would not expect this team to be pitching a shutout today. I think, you know, Houston's going to give them everything it can handle. They might jump on pitches early rather than try to work the count. Maybe they're just trying to ambush some pitchers here. But with the Tigers, this is an opener start, which is fun because we're getting used to it. And when Tyler Holton starts a game, you know, good things can happen. I saw this stat the other day that they showed that I thought was crazy, that the Tigers have, I think it's seven pitchers on the roster, have started and finished a game this year.
That's bizarre.
Is that wild?
Seven. That's crazy. Well, I mean, 13 rookies, right? I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that makes no sense.
But it's the way that they use them throughout the, hey, you're going to start, or you can finish up the game in the ninth inning for us and mop up duty, or if it needs to be a closer, because we've seen Holton close out a couple games. It's amazing.
Kang, do you got somebody that you think is the guy today?
Well, I mean, I know he's an opener, but I think Tyler Holton continues what he's been doing and just shuts down however long that AJ decides to leave him in there for. I think he, I don't want to jinx anything, but I think he goes, the Astros go scoreless against Holton. From the offensive side, I Trey Sweeney to come through late in the lineup today at some point.
248-539-9797. Martin in Oakland Township. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Martin.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I wanted to get your opinions. I think it was Valente yesterday kind of made it seem like it wasn't sustainable. We just have one dominant pitcher. But obviously, I think the cat's out of the bag, right? We're playing small ball with pitching. We've got a dominant pitcher, and then we've got pitcher by rotation, right? And I think it was earlier this morning somebody drew a comparison to the 2015 Kansas City Royals, but what are your thoughts? How sustainable is playing small ball at pitching?
Well, first of all, I don't think they're playing small ball, because small ball indicates that you're bunting the ball, you're getting runners over that way. What they're doing is they're playing fundamental baseball, running from first to third on base hits. Even guys like Jake Rogers get it done, and they've been hitting a bunch of singles. But this team, you know, they got players in the second half of the season that have all of a sudden started pumping the ball over the fence. As far as the pitching is concerned, is it sustainable for a season? No, I don't think it is. But in the playoffs, it is sustainable. We got a three-game series here where they're playing every day, right? But got a good start yesterday from the starting pitcher, able to keep the bullpen kind of fresh. We know the bullpen's going to be used today, and hopefully they can get things done. And if they do, then the next round, you got a five-game series where you have space between the games. You got a day off between games one and two, a day off between games two and three, and then you play back to back in three and four, and then it'll be a day off between game four and five if necessary. So because of the way the schedule sets up in the playoffs, that plays into the Tigers' benefit because there is rest built right in.
I guess I'd say this, Martin. I think you can do it throughout this postseason. I'm not sure I'd want to go into next year with just two starting pitchers.
I do not want to do that.
But there's no reason why you can't, as the year goes on, get back to doing this when the games get more intense. It's working for them. I think it's a lot of strain to ask the bullpen to do this day in, day out.
I mean, you guys probably know better, right, than those. I mean, what other comparisons could you guys draw in terms of how the Tigers are approaching pitching?
I'm not sure there is one. Dan Dickerson said yesterday he's done a lot of research to try to find anything like this, and he can't.
It's uncharted territory because of how often they do it. It's one thing to have one rotation spot open, so you have four starting pitchers, and then you use the fifth spot as an opener. A lot of teams have done that. Tampa's done that, and they've been great at it. But what the Tigers are doing is completely unprecedented. For the last 6-7 weeks, they've had to do it for three rotational spots for most of that time, and at least two for damn near all that time. And it's worked for them. And like I said, I think it does carry on into the playoffs because of the way the schedule sets up in the playoffs with that built-in time off. But no, I to see this, you don't want to do this all next year. You're hopeful that guys get healthy and guys can pitch again and get back into a normal five-man rotation.
It's not sustainable until it is. I just need them to run this out, right? This heater just needs to last, another month or whatever it is. And then next year, I agree with you guys. You can't continue trying this next year. But right now, who's to say they can't continue this? They've been doing it the entire time.
Let's go to Bill in New Baltimore. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bill.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great,
Bill.
I'm glad you guys are talking about this topic. And what the Tigers have done this year, it's just crazy that they have all these bullpen days and they keep winning. And I've been thinking, do you think this might happen in 2, 3, 4 years where you have, you know, 2 or 3 legitimate starters and then the rest of the days you're just deep in the bullpen? And
I don't think that that's going to be the case.
Like,
I've asked that question. I think I asked Dickerson last week. I asked Bobby Skills today the same thing. I don't think that's going to be happening. What I do think might happen is I think you're going to see an opener start a lot more often in baseball. I just don't think you're going to see 2 or 3 fifths of the rotation being built like that. This is crazy, and it's kind of done out of necessity because of the injuries the Tigers had and the lack of starting pitching that they had. And also maybe not wanting to rely on AAA arms, AAA starters to be major league starters. But I do think you're going to see it being used more often just in one rotational spot.
I guess I'll say this as it pertains to this. Who ever thought that we'd be talking about the NBA with positionless basketball? Like, things change, trends come and go. I don't know if other teams will be successful. One of the things that we can sit here and talk about, it's sure a philosophical approach, but you know what else it is? It's the guys that are being asked to do this are coming through. And as much as we credit Chris Fetter and AJ Hinch, those guys are always quick to say, yeah, that's fine, you can talk about us, but what we're asking them to do, they are going out and executing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Executing. And so I think they've done it with a special collection of bullpen arms, which not everybody has. I mean, it's, you can do this, but if your starter, if the guy that's playing your role of Holton getting the start today gives up 4 runs in the first inning and a third, what difference does it make? You still have to have your guys be effective.
Yeah, just get the win by hook or by crook at this point. You know, if you're looking in May, it's a totally different story. But here we are into October, and I don't care how they get it done, just get it done, and hopefully they get it done today.
Well, we'll see if this Detroit Tiger ambush of Major League Baseball continues today as they try and close out the Houston Astros in the wild card series. And, of course, we'll have it here on 97.1 The Ticket. Post-game coverage follows. It's the Tigers and Houston. Coming up next, Carson Anderson. Stay safe. Treat each other with respect. 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.